The book of Galatians, and I'm going to read Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. And I don't know if this title is fitting, but it was fitting for me, Living the Christian Life. And it's going to parallel to what we celebrate today as Resurrection Sunday, living the Christian life. Many people tell us that it's so hard to live the Christian life, and I believe, preacher, in some incidents it may be hard, but for those who love Jesus Christ, it's not hard at all. Amen. And it's a simple A, B, and C, and I'm very humbled this evening to be before you after hearing such a great preacher preach to Sunday school and Sunday morning, and I came on the great conviction about many things in my life, and I'm humbled, and I know you all want your preacher to preach, but thank you for coming out to listen from a missionary who is a gypsy. Living the Christian life. How do I live the Christian life is the question. Many people ask us that. I know the woman asks us that, the gypsies. How do I live the Christian life? What? Doing what glorifies God. Is that what we want? Something that glorifies God? Do you want your life to glorify the Lord Jesus Christ? How many say amen? And we want our life, I know as a missionary, I want my life to glorify the Lord Jesus Christ. I want my being to glorify the Lord Jesus Christ. I want my living to glorify the Lord Jesus Christ. I want my speech to glorify the Lord Jesus Christ. I want my walk to glorify the Lord Jesus Christ. And do I always glorify Jesus Christ? No, I'll be the first one to say no. But I'm under great conviction, and I want to start over again, and I want to do it right. And that question has been said by many people, how do I live that Christian life? And doing what glorifies God, making God my first priority. We as the bride of Christ, it's been known through the Bible, we are to make God our first priority. Why are we to make God our first priority? Think about it. Why? We celebrate it today, every first day of the week. Sunday. Sunday is the first day of the week on the calendar. Am I right about that? Sunday is every first day of the week, we celebrate it. We as Christians celebrate Resurrection Sunday. So why should I make God the priority of my life? My friends, He's made us the priority of His life by giving His Son. So it's easy to do now. Well, since He's made us the His priority, then aren't we to make Him our priority? So how to live that Christian life, life that amplifies or glorifies God, making God the first priority? And how do I not be lukewarm or even a hypocrite? We all don't want to be lukewarm, do we? Couple said no. Couple said amen. Couple nodded their head. So that only means to me you want to be lukewarm. We don't want to be a hypocrite, do we? We don't like hypocrites, do we? We don't like people who say they love us and behind our back they throw daggers. Is that true? Huh? We don't want to be lukewarm, as the Bible says, and we don't want to be a hypocrite. So how do I walk the Christian walk? How do I talk the Christian talk? Now, I know it don't sound like right now a resurrection message, but don't worry, we're going to get there in a resurrection. How do I talk that Christian talk, and how do I walk that Christian walk? You know, the answer is not complicated as we think. It's not complicated as sometimes we, the church folk, think. When the answer to these questions are very basic, basic questions. How do I walk it? How do I talk it? How do I live that Christian life? Well, I believe we find it in Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. How to talk the talk, walk the walk, and live it. Amen. How do we make God our first priority is found in Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. I'm going to pray the script, read the scripture, then pray, ask God's blessing upon it. Here's what Paul says. He says, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And he goes on to say, in the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Oh, that scripture just takes me away. It's just blowing me away. Every word of that scripture is powerful and impacts my thought today. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we bow before Thee, and oh God, thank You for Grace Baptist Church. I pray, Lord, Your richest anointing to be upon it. I pray, Lord, that You'll fill them up there, God, with all that You have to give. I pray, Lord, that their labors would be fruitful in the field of missions here and around the world, Father, as they support others. Now, Father, would You multiply this church both physically, spiritually, and financially, dear God, and give them their heart's desires. But, Lord, thank You for Resurrection Sunday. Thank You for all that Jesus did and is going to do in the future for us. Would You bless this challenge tonight? Would Your power be upon it as we speak in Jesus' name? Amen. So I believe, preacher, all the questions that I just posed at you, that these questions today are found in Galatians chapter. The answer today is found in Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. How do I live that Christian life? How do I talk that Christian talk? And how do I walk that Christian walk? And how do I make God the priority, first priority in my life? My friends, if we make Jesus Christ, God, the first priority, He won't put us on a back burner. He'll put us on a front burner. Paul says, I am crucified with Christ. I didn't go to school that long, but what are those, colon marks, or what are they? What? Those two dots. Colon, I was right. Colon marks, right? And there's a reason why they're there. Can someone help me and tell me? He's getting ready to list things. But he says right before he's ready to get to list things, he says, I am crucified with Christ. I think we could stop right there and see it. How do I live that Christian life? We need to be crucified with Christ. What does that mean to be crucified with Christ? Someone tell me. What does that mean to be crucified with Christ? It don't take an Einstein to realize what crucifixion is. What does that mean to be crucified? Preacher says, follow Him? Come on. I know we all had a lot to eat this afternoon. We had a smorgasbord at Brother George's house, but I'm still able to preach. Give the man a door prize. Death to self. Paul says, the only way that I'm going to do these things is death to self. The only way I'm going to live this Christian life is death to self. The only way I'm going to talk this Christian talk is death to self. The only way I'm going to walk in this Christian walk is death to self. Does that sound right or wrong? Death to self. Oh, it's not hard. It's easy when you do it through Jesus Christ, when you do it through Jesus Christ. Paul says, I'm crucified with Christ. He says, nevertheless I live. He says, I'm living. Though I'm crucified with Jesus, I am living. How could that happen? How could that be? Paul says, I'm crucified. We all know what happened to Jesus on Golgotha's hill. He was crucified. He died. But how could that be when Paul says, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live? What does he mean by that? Is Paul going insane? What could he possibly mean? Now, since only just a faithful few here, y'all have to help me out a little bit, okay? What does that mean? Paul says, nevertheless I live. Now, don't let me call out your name. You got to shout it out real good. Now, don't let me embarrass you, because I'm tempted to do it. Real close. And I'm looking around so you don't want to look straight at me because I'm going to call out your name. Nevertheless, I live. Can that be possible, preacher? That a person could be crucified and yet live? Oh, yes, it could. Amen. Say it again, preacher. Come on.
You live through it.
You live through it. Paul says, I'm crucified. He says, I'm living through it. Nevertheless, I live. And then he says, yet not I. He said, it's not me that's doing it. It's Jesus living through me that's doing it. You see, what does the flesh want to do, church? Tell me. Let me tell you what the flesh wants to do. I didn't want to get up from my good Baptist nap this afternoon. I wanted to stay back in the prophet's chamber. And I wanted to have more sweet dreams. You know? My flesh didn't want to come down, but nevertheless, I live by Christ that lives in me. I got up to kick. I'm more than sure you didn't have to come down, but you came down though a missionary was speaking tonight. Who do you think made you come down? The flesh or Jesus? Tell me. It was Jesus. Who made you come down? Paul says this, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but here it says it right here, but Christ liveth in me. My friends, we could walk that Christian walk because Christ lives within us. We could go and we could give and we could gather because Christ lives within the body of the believers. And he goes on to say, in the life now which I live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Amen. Philippians says this, for me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Doesn't the Scripture say this? Doesn't Jesus say something about those who lose their life for my sake and the gospel shall what? Find it. And those who keep it shall what? You know what I think Paul did, preacher? He lost his life for Christ's sake and the gospel. You know what I believe, brother, he did? He was crucified with Jesus when he got saved. What do you mean he was crucified? His desires. His self. His flesh. Hey, listen. You and I could live that Christian lifestyle by being crucified with Jesus Christ. But not living in the flesh, but by living in the Spirit. It becomes easy. But I'll tell you one thing. If we're going to live it in the flesh, it's not easy. It's going to be hard. It's going to be torture. I seen a documentary about Luther, and how he was having a hard time, and how he locked himself in this chapel, in this church. Documentary back way yonder, you know, it's up to date actors, and how he locked himself in this room and he was arguing with himself. He was having a horrible time, a torture, and he was arguing with the devil, arguing with himself. Oh, Satan, leave me be. Oh, why do I do these things? And so forth, so on. And he wanted relief. And I said, Sally, that's how I feel sometimes. Like I'm going crazy sometimes. You see, that's what the flesh does. It drives you crazy. The flesh drives you crazy. So Paul says, I'm crucified. And he says in Philippians 1:21, for me to live is Christ and to die is gain. We are, for the most important part, forgetful people, aren't we? True or false, we're forgetful people. I forget if I don't write a note. I'll forget it down. But God is constantly reminding us of things. Amen? Aren't you glad that we have a constant reminder? His name is God. We're forgetful people. 2 Peter 1:13 says, yet I think it meet to stir up by putting you into remembrance. 2 Peter 3:1 says, stir up your minds by the way of remembrance. Jude 1:5 says, I will put your remembrance through once you knew this. The thing that we most forget at times is our Lord Jesus Christ. Don't we all truly admit it? We forget that sometimes. The Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 11:24, do this in remembrance of me. Okay, we're going to find three things out that about how to this Christian life, how to put in the right purpose, the right practice. And it has to do with the resurrection, by the way, also. Number one, live your life as Jesus was crucified yesterday. Paul says, I am crucified with Christ. he says. You know how Paul was living? As Jesus was crucified yesterday. He says, live your life as Jesus was crucified yesterday. Remembering the cross of Christ as if it was just yesterday. Can you remember that? You wasn't there, but I tell you, your name was there. My name was there. Your name was there. It was there 2,000 years ago. And I'll go further than that. It was before 2,000 years ago. Our name was there. Remembering the cross of Christ as it was yesterday. What should I remember, Brother Evans? Remember His physical beating. Remember His broken body. Remember His shed blood. Remember His suffering. Remember the spit that was upon His face. Remember the sweat. Remember the sin. Do we remember that? Live your life as Jesus was crucified yesterday. Look to the past for reminders. Do you? Because we're forgetful people. Look to His story. Look to His Word of God. Look to the gospel accounts of the cross. Look to the book that tells us the story of Jesus and the cross. Bible says in John 5:39, Jesus says, search the Scriptures, for them you think you have eternal life, and they which testify of Me. You see, church, it's according to the Scriptures. Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 3 and 4, I deliver unto you first of all that which I received, how that Christ died for the sins according to the Scriptures, and that He was buried, and that He rose again on the third day according to Scriptures. The cross of Christ is our greatest motivation. The cross of Jesus Christ is our greatest motivation. Preacher preached upon the resurrection today and how the resurrection motivated the disciples to preach the gospel. Bible says in Galatians 6:14, but God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 2 says, Paul says, for I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified. The cross should be our greatest motivation. The cross of the Lord will motivate and challenge us to do what? To live the Christian life. Number one, how do I live this Christian life? To live your life as Jesus was crucified yesterday. Number two, to live your life as Jesus was risen today should motivate us. Remembering the resurrection of Christ as if it was today. It was three long days, preacher, as you said, and three long nights. All hope was gone for them, as you said earlier today. Their Savior, their Messiah, their friend was taken away. They just didn't understand just yet. But they came Sunday morn, preacher. They came Sunday morn in Mark 16:2. And verily in the morning, the first day of the week, they came unto the sepulchre at the rising of the sun. And guess what? They found the sunshine. It was empty. Mark 16:6 says, and He said unto them, be not afraid. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. Aren't you grateful that Jesus was not there? Mark 16:9. And when Jesus was risen early in the first day of the week, He first appeared unto Mary Magdalene. Oh, how do we live that Christian life? Live your life as Jesus crucified yesterday. Live your life as Jesus Christ was risen today. This is why we assemble on Sunday, guess why? In celebration of an empty tomb. In celebration of an empty tomb. Easter is every Sunday for the church, as the pastor noted today. So we look to the present for a reminder of the risen Lord and the Savior. We look to the living Christ, the church of Christ. We assemble, we worship, we sing because He lives. We preach, we pray because He lives. We give, we serve because He lives. We baptize and take communion because He lives. You ask me, well, how do I know He lives? He lives within my heart. I think that's what Paul was saying, preacher. I am crucified with Christ. You know something, preacher? I just thought about it. Paul never got over his salvation experience. He never got over it. You know, sometimes we fail as Christians. We get over where God saved us from. We forget about it. Don't we all, for truth to admit it? We forget it. Paul never forgot it. Heaven help us. Oh, Jesus is alive. The church is alive. Question is, are you alive? Are we alive? Are you living your life like Jesus is alive? Hey, guess what? These disciples did that. They lived their life as Jesus was alive. We should do the same thing. You live your life as Jesus was crucified yesterday. Live your life as Jesus was risen today. And my third and final point, live your life as Jesus were coming back tomorrow. Oh, I wished I knew the time. I wish I knew the hour. I wish I knew the year. But we just don't. But Jesus says, look at the signs. He says, look what's going around you, he told his disciples. And you know my return, he says. We need to live our life as Jesus is coming back tomorrow. Oh, that would stop a lot of us, wouldn't it, preacher? Not to do what we should not do. Reminding ourselves of his soon return of Christ as if it was tomorrow. His return was a promise, by the way. John 14:3 says, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, you may be also. John 14:18 says, I will come to you. His return is quick. His return is promised. Revelation 3:11 says, behold, I come quickly. This is known as the rapture of the church for the bride of Christ. We meet the Lord in the air, in the clouds, as the Bible says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 17. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds and meet the Lord in the air. So shall we ever be with the Lord. Oh, the Bible says it's going to take place in an instant. Preacher said to me when I was here last time about the twinkling of the eye, and I thought it was the eye blink. But he said, no. It's the, how'd you say it, preacher? You say it better. The twinkle in the eye. It's not the eye blink. It's the star in the eye. You said something about that. It's quicker than the blink of the eye. It's the twinkling of the eye that Jesus shall return. Oh, we need to live our life as Jesus will be back today or tomorrow. Look to the coming of Christ with anticipation by looking for the future. His coming is a future event. Look to the east. Look to Israel. Look to Mount Olives. Acts chapter 1, verse 11. And ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up to heaven? The same Jesus which was taken from you into heaven shall come to you in like manner as you've seen him go into heaven. Oh, church, we're to look to the heavens. Luke 21, verse 28, look up, lift up your heads, and your redemption draw nigh. But you know what our prayer should be? As the Apostle John said in Revelation 22, verse 20, even so come, Lord Jesus. Oh, how would our Lord find us? Living the Christian life? How does he say we're to live it? Paul says, I'm crucified with Christ. I see no other way, preacher, to live the Christian life. I could be wrong. If I'm wrong, you tell me. There's no other way to live it. As Paul says, I am crucified with Christ. He says, live your life as Jesus was crucified yesterday. Live your life as Jesus was risen today. And we're to live our lives as Jesus was coming back tomorrow. That's the only way we could live it. And that gives us hope. Amen. How, when the Jesus does come, how would he find us? Living it this way? as we celebrate the Resurrection Sunday. And I believe that resurrection should be every day of the week in our hearts, in our lives, what Jesus has done for us. The Apostle Paul never got over it. He never got over it. Heaven help us never to get over it. Hey, our Jesus is alive. And you know what the church should be? Alive to. Doesn't that sound good? Huh? The church should be alive. You know why? I believe it's evidence who lives within us. Jesus is alive, and He lives within me. And preacher, that's going to bubble out. I can't stop it. It's going to come out. How about you today? Is Jesus alive in your heart and your life? Paul says, I'm crucified with Christ. And the life that he lives now in the flesh, he lives for Christ. Heads bowed, eyes are closed. I kind of cut it short because I know you're all tired. But I don't know how. It wasn't a fire brimstone message. But as a message, as Paul says, I'm crucified with Christ. How to live that Christian life. It's easy. If you just follow what the Bible says. Paul says he was crucified with Christ. His life was not precious to him. That's why it was easy to live for Jesus. When he found out what Jesus did for him and how Jesus received him on his Damascus road, he never got over it. I believe most of our problems, maybe not you in this room, but most of our problems in a Christian faith is we forget what Christ has done for us. We forget it. Maybe today you just need to be remembered what He's did. And Jesus says, do this in remembrance of me. Father, we've preached, we've taught. Thank you for this church and the people that have come out today and the pastor of this church, dear Lord. Help me as a missionary, as a child of you, dear Lord, to live this life each and every day. As Paul says, I am crucified with Christ. Paul never got over his Damascus road. Lord, help Lawrence Evans never get over his Damascus road. We ask this in Jesus' name. Preacher.